Up next is Divine Dragon.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing Five Below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he'd opened up his eyes, I said, "Old man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping in the Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road. Past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone. 'Cause I was almost home."
Divine Dragon. That's what I have is this guy's username.
It is Yale.
Okay. What did you think of this, Valk? Or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Yay. Valk's going first.
Yay. I liked the beginning. And it had a decent amount of energy, but then when you got to the belty parts and like the chorus, it kind of went all over the place, like pitch, not really pitch wise, just like it sounded like you lost control of your voice and it was weird and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like you had this weird vibrato thing going on at the end.
Yeah.
It was really strange. But I agree, I thought the energy was pretty good. I kind of fell out of it towards the end. And I felt like it was kind of nasally, but you were like on pitch, so that didn't bother me too much, but it was like a little nasally. I'd really like to hear you with music.
I kind of have like mixed feelings about this one, because it wasn't bad, but like, I don't know. It was like, and I don't know. It was in between.
Yeah, it wasn't, personally for me, it was not my favorite, but it wasn't the worst.
Yeah. Dun dun dun. But I like you as a person. No. The kiss of death.
The kiss of death. The kiss of Dylan death.
Exactly.
But I like you as a person.
Dun dun dun. Then the person's like, "Why?"
But why? Alright. I'm feeling done.
Me too.
Booyah.
Yo.
Up next is Oppo's 808.
I must look just like a fool here in the middle of the road. Standing there in your rear view and getting soaked to the bone. This land is flat as it is mean. A man can see for 100 miles. So I'm still praying I might see the glow of a brake light. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. I keep a looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown.
All right, so Oppo 808 was this guy's name. Woohoo! My first comment is that you were too close to the mic the entire time.
Yeah, mine too.
And that was, like, so distracting for me because you were, like, mic puffing and overdriving in, mm-hmm. like, the same time, and it was just weird.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt like your voice wasn't that bad. It just, like, was really distracting. So I think you'd do well if you just backed off from your mic a little bit. Like, right now, my voice sounds clear because I'm sitting at a distance. But when I get this close, I puff, and it gets sounds annoying, and it's really obnoxious.
Yeah.
So, like, if you just kind of back off from your mic and sit kind of, like, a couple feet away, you should be fine, I think. So if you get through, I'd really like to see you submit with music, but also have submit with music, but also back off from your mic.
Yeah.
Because I really like, didn't mind your voice.
Yeah, your voice is nice.
I mean, you could have had way more energy, but, like, so could have everybody tonight, minus, like, Faith.
Yeah.
And
Nation, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not gonna, like, discredit you on that, but, like, definitely just back up from your mic, because your quality will be so much better, and it's so worth it.
Yeah, it sounded like your mouth was, like, a nanometer away from your, or, like, your lips were on the microphone or something. It's like,
yeah. It was so weird.
It was very weird.
It was strange, but I still liked it.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about the singing wise.
Yeah, same. I was so distracted.
It
was
good singing wise.
I was really distracted. I'm done. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Finally, our last audition is Seashell.
There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. I'm breathing in deeper than I've ever done. And it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do. I wanna love somebody like you. I wanna feel the sun shining down on me and you. When you put your arms around me, you let me know there's nothing in this world I can do.
Seashell.
Yay!
This was really interesting.
She sounded kind of like squiggles to me. Her voice tone.
Really?
See, cause kind of.
I don't know. I think squiggles is better than that.
Well, I don't mean singing wise. I mean tonality wise.
I mean, okay.
That sounded really mean.
I thought this was pitchy. There was moments when it was just clearly flat.
Yeah.
Sounded
like you had a problem with breath support.
Yeah. And sleeping bear. Sleeping coons. It sounded like you were trying so hard to be quiet. Like, really hard to be quiet.
Yeah.
So. And your higher notes were, like, I wasn't sure what you were doing.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were really struggling to hit some of the higher notes. And, like, you, like, changed to this, like, weird squeaky voice.
Yeah, it sounded like you were trying to reach them, but it ended up either going, like, sharp or flat. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I wish... I'm just, like, I don't... like a lot of people that we've put through, or like a decent amount of people, not all of them, some of them have been like, well, I didn't really care for your a cappella audition, but I think if you had music, you'd be good. And with this one, I just, I don't feel that.
Gasp.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, I feel like so mean.
Gasp.
But I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about this. We should go discuss results.
Yeah, done.
All right, done. All right, so Valk and I were having major computer issues tonight between my GarageBand just screwing me over and her internet screwing her over. So I'm doing the results by myself real quick. So we are currently saving Jeffers, Imperial Sky, Omi Pride, Olivia, Faded Phantom, The Nation Maker, Divine Dragon, and Oppo 808. We are choosing to not save, Seashell because we both felt that you needed to work on your pitch and hitting higher notes and being louder with your recording. Had you submitted earlier, we would have asked you to resubmit because I definitely think you have potential. I just think that you're not ready for a competition like this with, that has people who are, who have people who are at the level where they do sing with music and sound good. Not that you would sound bad, but yeah. So we've decided to cut you from the competition. Anyway, so this leaves us with a total of 24 contestants. Oppo 808, Divine Dragon, The Nation Maker, Faded Phantom, Olivia Aina, Omi Pride, Imperial Sky, Jeffers, Notebook, B, Macaulay, Zane, Snowfender, Dr. Awesome, Alana, Katsumi H, OMG Awkward Turtle, Isle Monty, Maddie, Russ, X Little Girl, Squiggles, blah, 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 Aura J, Sharp Cookies, Girl Next Door, Dylan Collins, and Vagus Bryson. For next week, we decided to do a challenge, an immunity challenge and a regular challenge. If you are not familiar with the Virtual Hollywood Immunity Challenge, the way that it works is that you submit, an extra song based on whatever theme we pick for immunity, either a day or two early. For us, it's going to be a day early. And if you win the immunity challenge, then you are safe for the next, week. And by the next week, I mean the next day, usually. So that's usually how this works. And that's how this is going to work. Because of Performant, as well as other things, we decided to not make this a competition that is on Sundays, because we want to make sure that, you know, we get our own day and we kind of do our own thing and we don't want to step on the toes of Performant. So we are choosing to have the immunity challenge due on Tuesday and the regular challenge due Wednesday. So just to give you guys an idea about dates, that puts you at the immunity being due on the 17th. And the challenge being due on the 18th. Now, I will send out an email and a reminder email to remind you that this is due. Please, please, please do not drop out. This makes competition more interesting if you don't drop out, and it's just way better if you have more people. Next week, because we have a total of 24, we will be cutting 4 people, so that will leave 20 left in the competition. So I will send out an email tonight with all this information as for what the challenges are. The immunity challenge this week is James Taylor. You can sing any James Taylor song, including his covers. And also, I think he has a few duets out there that you can do as well. And finally, for the regular challenge, it's singer's choice, but you have to sing country, obviously, because this is a country singing competition. But you can choose any country song you want. More specific challenges will come later on in the competition. So please submit for this week, and we'll see you then. Sorry for all the long waiting and trouble that Valkyrie and I had tonight. I love you all. Mwah.